You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, there was a special mention in the midterm budget, a policy statement to my next guest. The special mention was in honor of the efforts that have been put forward by the South African Revenue Services. And I have the pleasure of speaking to the Commissioner at SARS, Edward Kiesvetter, around some of the revenue adjustments and the medium-term outlook that was presented by the Finance Minister. Good evening, Commissioner. Lovely to speak to you as always. Last week or so about, we kind of got confirmation from your team that revenue collections have increased by about 3.2% from the previous year. And today the Finance Minister alluded to the fact that we are now revising down budget estimated revenues. Take us through just the collections up to now and how it's been for SARS.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. And first of all, I think it would be useful for our listeners to know that there's a direct correlation between tax revenue growth and what happens in the economy. And if you have an economy that is weaker than what it was estimated to be, real GDP growing only at 1.1% in the current year, then you would expect to see that manifest in revenue collections. Let me share with you just three areas where this is a marked departure in terms of the assumptions. If you take individual taxes, the assumption in February was that the wage bill would increase 8.4% year on year, whereas the actual increase in the wage bill has only been 5.4%, 3 percentage points lower. Now, you would expect, therefore, if wages are lower, then the taxes on those wages will be lower, and that has resulted in 12 billion rand of shorter collections, which is purely a fact of what's happening in the economy. There was also an assumption that we would add 32,000 jobs in quarter one. That didn't manifest quite at the same level. And then we've also seen a slight uptick in retrenchments, which takes money out of the fund. And so those are the factors around individual taxes. The second big area is fuel levy. And there we have good news and bad news. The good news is we haven't had load shedding for now, well over 250 days. And the reason for that is Eskom is performing better. Therefore, the open cycle gas turbines aren't being used, which means we're not spending as much money on diesel. Many of the individuals and small businesses have replaced their diesel generators with rooftop solar and renewable energy. So we've seen an 11% decline in consumption of fuel, over 1.3 million liters. And that, when the fuel usage goes down, your fuel levy goes down, and that has resulted in 8.4 billion. And then lastly, your trade taxes. The assumption in February was that trade imports would grow by 1.9% year on year, whereas actually we've seen a decline of 3.7%, which is more than 5% downward swing, and that then manifests lower import VAT and lower customs duties, and that has added another 15.7 billion to the shortfall. So collectively, those were the three main taxes, offset marginally by better than expected corporate provisional taxes. And then in the second of the year, the minister would also have penciled in the contribution from the two-pot withdrawal. We can tell you that as of this morning, over 1.6 million directives have been issued to the value of just over 29 billion rand, against which 7.2 billion will be retained as tax. So a slight improvement based on those two factors, but not enough to offset the losses as a result of individual taxes, fuel levies, and import taxes.
Commissioner, when we look at the impact that this has, obviously we are seeing those lower forecasts and the shortfalls coming through. And as you mentioned, a lot of the expectations that were there might not have been met to the fullest. One of the expectations on the other side of the coin is expenditure. The revenue collection forms just one part of this long equation, and a part of that equation is how that revenue is then to be dispersed. And the minister mentioned in the statement today that lower revenues mean that we cannot accommodate all of the demands on the fiscus. How much of the demands on the fiscus are now going to be increasing the pressure of the work that you have to do from a revenue collection perspective?
Well, so obviously the minister has acknowledged that near-term growth is marginally weaker. There'll be a slight uptick in the outer years. But he has committed himself to the fiscal objective of debt consolidation so that we do not exceed, but we rather stabilize around about the 75.5% of debt to GDP ratio. And so that commitment the minister has given. Now, obviously, what that means is you either have to spend less or you have to borrow more or somewhere in between. And I think setting a debt ceiling and trying to manage debt service costs down is a strategic intent by the minister. I mean, we cannot, if you look at the current expenditure profile, 60 Rand in every 100 Rand, we spend on social wages. And that's necessary because of the vulnerable that is absolutely dependent on social services, whether it's health, education, or just the various grants system that is paid out, that is still necessary. But that means if you then add the 6 Rand of every 10 Rand for consumption expenditure and 22 cents for debt, it means you only have 18 cents left to invest. And if we don't invest more, our productive capacity doesn't increase. And if our productive capacity doesn't increase, we're not creating factories, we're not creating jobs, therefore our tax base does not increase. So you find yourself in this conundrum, and therefore what the minister of the medium term is saying, we have to change this allocation of 60-20-20 and spend more on creating investment in the economy. Otherwise, if we don't have the investment into infrastructure, we will continue to grow and we remain in this negative cycle. So the plan is, and it needs some tough choices in terms of where do you start cutting and holding back. And that's the balance that Treasury is faced with in the short term.
Tough choices are needed, but we need to increase our productive capacity at the same time. Thank you so much, Commissioner, for those insights and for the time. That's Commissioner of the South African Revenue Services, Edward Kiesvetter, joining me to share his thoughts on the midterm budget policy statement that was delivered this afternoon.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.